It is a blessed thing to be kept in peace. Peter said that we should be diligent, or the Lord said it through Peter. Peter, the Holy Ghost inspired him to say that we, God's people, should be diligent to be in peace, to be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. So let the peace of God rule in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Now, we have a question this morning, and we're just going to read the question. And it was my intention today to do things a little differently, and we will. But we will postpone that, the Lord willing, to this evening. I had thought we would read this question that Jesus asked, another penetrating question that Jesus asked. And I was thinking we would do what we've often done at camp, at least over the years when I was a young staffer. This was every morning, or just about every morning. Of course, there were exceptions. There are always exceptions in these kinds of meetings. But it was the practice to read a chapter, and we would read one by one around, and this passage is too short, but then the next thing is what I mean. There was time given for those in the meeting to say something about what we had read. We were restricted, of course, to what we had read, or we were supposed to stick to that. That also didn't always happen, but it was supposed to be. And I thought maybe today these questions are so penetrating, this passage is so powerful that we could ask different ones to share from it what speaks to their heart from this passage. And now we have hours to think about it. I'm going to just pose the question, read the passage, and perhaps we can come back to it this evening. We'll see, you know. And maybe this is... I'm expecting that I had this idea for a reason, that the Lord would like us to share from this passage. The only one that's going to share this morning is Brother James, because he said he's the only one who is permitted to share this morning if he chooses to, because he's leaving before tonight's meeting. And if he doesn't choose to, we'll ask him to pray with us in closing. But one or the other or both. This is the passage that I'd like to read. It's good if we all open to it. It's five verses at the end of the eighth chapter of Mark, starting with verse 34. Mark 8, 34 through 38. Jesus called the people to him, with his disciples also. Mark 8, 34. There was a crowd around him, and he had something very, very important to say to them. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Those five verses, perhaps you'd like to refresh your memory, look at them today. The penetrating question or questions were these: what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? So it has to do with the relative value of the whole world and one soul. Your soul is priceless, but I don't want to say any more. I don't want to take away from what you have. I surely, Brother John Schreck, will you be here this evening? I hope we can hear from you tonight. Brother John is one of my dear colleagues in the ministry in New York, pastor there. So perhaps you'll have something on this passage. Well, I shouldn't restrict a fellow pastor, but it would be, I'm sure you'll find something from this passage. Yeah, you will. That would be nice. And others too, okay? Think about this today. Let these words sink down into your ears and into your hearts. Let's see if, I'm sure Jesus wanted the people to think about it. Oh, Brother James, you don't have to speak on it. If you just want to pray with us, we got to our time already, but I leave it to you.
Well, the thing that popped into my head when I read this was a time in my life where they were downsizing the company where I was working. I worked in a materials lab, and it got to the point where there were two...
I can't hear you, James.
It's not really that exciting.
That's a bit unimpressive.
There were only two of us left in this lab. My friend Gary and I were the only ones left. Everybody else had been laid off. And it was an interesting time. And it got to the point where they closed the lab and moved us to a different part of the company. And we were supposed to close everything up. And there was a cabinet that was filled with, it was called the precious metal cabinet. And I remember taking one of the crucibles home with me, just to show my children. This is an iridium crucible. Iridium is one of the rarest elements in the world, I think. And just this small crucible was worth $30,000 at that time. And I showed them. And then I looked, and I brought home a gold target, which was a very large piece of gold, probably a quarter inch thick. I have no idea how much that was worth, just to show them something valuable. And I remember thinking, I could walk out of here with all this stuff and no one would know it. I could pay off my house. And there was pounds of gold and pounds of silver and other precious elements. And I really didn't know what to do with it, because I thought that if we just leave it here, it's going to disappear. So I got it all into a tote box. And I remember staggering under the weight of this box with gold salts and silver salts for the plating baths. And it was, I have no idea how much it was worth, but I remember that there was a choice that I had to make there that was fairly simple for me. But I remember the tug. There was a little bit of a tug here where, nobody is going to know if I take this and if I squirrel it away somewhere. But I'm so thankful that I knew at that time the value of a soul, and the value of my heart. And I often think back to that time. I'm so thankful that it was a relatively easy choice for me. I gave it to the security guard. It said, here. and I have no idea what happened to it after that. I may have tempted him. I'm sorry if I did that. But I'm so thankful for how God is taking care of us and our family, and I'm eternally thankful for how he has shown me and how I've grown up in this place. How many times I have sat here in the meetings and listened to the precious word of God. What shall it profit a man? But what profit there is in finding him and seeking him and obtaining that eternal life. Now I'll let someone else pray.
Praise the Lord.
All that I need, he will always be. All that I need, till his face I see. All that I need through eternity, Jesus is all I need. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So I'm so glad we didn't miss that, Brother James. And I'm having a little time trying to fill in for the various meetings down in Ridgewood this weekend. I need to have about five different men fill in the different little slots, not just for me, but Jeffrey has to be away this weekend too, so and he takes care of the Sunday school. So I asked Brother James for a Friday night, and if I don't find someone else, he said, he'll help us out. So if you're in the city Friday night, you know now that you want to be in Ridgewood, in case Brother James is going to be sharing there. Let's stand and pray. Thank you, Lord, so much for this day. Thank you that you touch our hearts. Thank you. Fill us, Lord, with your love and your joy and your peace today. Oh, God, we pray. And thank you. Thank you that we can walk with you, that we can love you, that we can know you better today. We began this meeting with that prayer. And Lord, we can be a blessing, as we also heard. Make me a blessing for you. Even right here among us, we can bless one another in your name. And I pray that it shall be so today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I hope you all have a real great day, but there are two announcements. One is that on Wednesday we have a prayer morning for those who would like to stay to pray or come back. The prayer, we'll use that prayer room over there. We can change the seats. Or should we use this room? Who does it?
We should use that prayer
room. Okay, it's just that it's not... Well, we'll move the seats, and it'll be fine. So if you'd like to spend a little more time, probably an hour or so, but come and go as you like or need to. And please, if you wanted to go on the canoe outing, Brother Collis reminded me that in Zion, there was a saint who was asked by some kids, what should we do today? And she closed her eyes and opened them quickly and said, go play, go have fun. So if you were going on the canoe outing, please don't feel, you might want to be praying out there too, especially if you're canoe tips. But don't forget to bring your... bring your life jackets. You have to even wear them, okay? So meet Susan down by the boathouse if you're part of that. So those things are available to us today, and God bless you all.